Wife is calling me now.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya, one of the fraud supervisors here on the floor. May I locate your account with your zip code?
Yes.
Okay, what's your zip code?
My zip code is 90247, ma'am.
Thank you. What's your name and address?
Abraham A. Ajekwa. I'm located on 16416 South Menlo, M-E-N-L-O Avenue. This is in the city of Gardena, in the state of California. The zip code is 90247.
Thank you. I locate your account with the luxury Pure smartwatch and the mini pods and the warranty. You calling in regarding the fraud issue. Do you remember paying the $26.85 that was back on the 12th of this month for the watch and the pods?
I did not order anything like that.
Well, did you give authorization for anyone to place the order on your behalf?
No. No, I do not use my card with anybody.
Anyone that lives in your household?
No.
Okay, well then, of course, I'm willing to go ahead and place the fraud claim on the account, and I can refund back the charges to you temporarily, but there still would be a fraud investigation, sir. Any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. Do you agree for me to place the fraud claim on the account?
Say that again.
Do you agree for me to place the fraud claim on the account?
Yeah, either you do it or I'm going to call Bank of America to get back my money, because I did not know that. I'm just from getting gas. I want to turn and check, do something on my account. I see that 55, they have taken that much from my account without me ordering anything. So that's why I'm calling back. So you go ahead and place that. But I'm still going to tell Bank of America that somebody used my card.
And then, of course, so I'm going to go ahead and reverse back the funds to you. You will receive back in 5 business days, along with the email notification. Anything else?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.